Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, everybody. It's Maria Boynton. My guest today is Congressman Hank Johnson. We've come off a rough week for this country, Congressman. We've had quite a few mass shootings. The latest happened within 18 hours of each other. One was in El Paso, Texas. 20 people were shot and killed. More than 20 others were shot and wounded. And then we had Dayton, Ohio. Another shooter there claiming the lives of, that we know of, at least 10 people right now. When you hear of these shootings, what's your reaction?
Well, when you add it on top of the mass shooting last week in California, where two people were killed at a fair, these three incidents, these three mass killings at the hands of young Caucasian men, it strikes a chord of, gosh, I'm really at a loss for words to think that our country could be at this point. It seems like people are taking death and destruction into their own hands with some kind of vigilante mentality, striking back at aggrieved circumstances that they attribute to someone else. And in these two instances, in El Paso and in Dayton, Ohio, it appears that minorities were the victims. I mean, 6 of 9 in Dayton, Ohio were black, and I believe maybe all 19 in El Paso were Latino. There was a manifesto associated with the El Paso killing, where the gunman gave his motive for going in there and doing what he did. The situation is a little different in Dayton in that we have not heard of any kind of writings that would cause this young man to do what he did, other than him saying allegedly that he was interested in killing people. But it goes to a greater societal problem of young, aggrieved white males, and older males, older white males as well. They seem to have been stirred up by Donald Trump. It seems that when he came to power, it gave them a license to act out. And it's very dangerous what's going on in this country. And I fear that we have not seen the end of it.
Now, when we look at the president, he had recently been in Ohio, Cincinnati, a few days before, and some say that his speech, as you just said, roused people up. What is this nation to do in this instance?
Well, this nation must catch its breath, stop for a minute, and look at the horror of where we are now. Look at where hate and angry natures and ignorance have taken us. This is predicted. It's predictable conduct. Many have predicted that this was going to happen. And we need to stop living out these bad omens that have been distinct possibility for the last 3 years, ever since Donald Trump descended that escalator at Trump Tower and said that he was running for president because he wanted to stop the hordes of criminals, rapists, and drug dealers that he accused all Latinos of being. He vowed to stop this invasion he has talked about at various points since then. He has referred to there being an invasion. That kind of language is incendiary, and it incites people to take action just like that gunman did in El Paso. That's the kind of rhetoric that we're paying the price for allowing to creep into our public discourse and our political discourse in this country. It's unacceptable. Donald Trump needs to stop it. He utilizes it every opportunity that he has so that he can pump up his base. His base voters, let's face it, are racist, white nationalist that want to make America white again. That was his whole appeal. It's what MAGA means, and those people who deny that, who claim that they have good motives, and they like Donald Trump not because he's a racist and white nationalist, then tell me why you like him. It couldn't be because he's a brilliant businessman. It couldn't be because he saved this economy. It couldn't be because he's created jobs. It couldn't be because he's a moral authority. So you tell me why you're supporting Donald Trump.
Impeachment. We've seen efforts, articles of impeachment, things of that nature. Where are we now in terms of a possible impeachment, and what's your opinion on it happening?
Well, the American people, by way of the polls show that the majority of the American people are not in favor of impeachment. Therefore, the Congress should not proceed with it, because if we do, we may very well lose our precious majority in the House of Representatives.
Now, you say polls. What polls are we referring to?
Every poll that I have seen on the issue of impeachment, the result has been that the majority of the American people are not in favor of it. And so with that being the case, it would be suicidal for Democrats in the House of Representatives to move forward with impeachment, knowing that once the trial was had in the Senate would fail to convict the president, and the president would come away saying that he's been exonerated. And so I think it's this is not the time for impeachment. We need to continue doing the investigatory work, which is in the nature of an impeachment inquiry, that we're doing right now. We don't have to call it an impeachment inquiry. We just call it an investigation, and it may very well lead to articles of impeachment being issued out by the House, but hopefully at that time the American public will be ready to approve of it.
What do you say to the families? You have many families who are victims of mass shootings, of course, the past few days. As a U.S. Congressman, what do you say to them?
I say that we feel your pain. And the time is out for moments of silence. It's time for Congress to take action. The House has taken action on gun control, but our bills will not even be brought to the floor of the Senate, and you can blame Mitch McConnell for that. He faces the voters of Kentucky in November of 2020, and perhaps they will save the country from his madness.
Congressman Hank Johnson, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much, Maria.
I'm Maria Boynton reporting.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.